Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined here by my co-host, George Amador III. Hey, G, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Crystal, and we are wrapping up our series on impact investing. Although I don't feel like it's a series, we're going to talk about this a lot more.
Oh, this is us.
And we are definitely going to dive in here, but we're wrapping up our 4 weeks of impact investing, and it's been a great conversation. Mm-hmm. We have an awesome webinar coming up, so I want to just plug that real quick. May the 4th at 5:30. It's going to be online, so you can call our office, you can go on our website, or you can sign up. The link will be in the video. Mm-hmm. Where you can actually sign up to be a part of that. We're going to talk to Eventide and really dive into the how-tos of it all and really understand it. So that's going to be coming up. But beyond that, the idea of impact investing is something that you and I are super passionate
yes.
about, something that we want to expand to the best way possible. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for a lot of years, mm-hmm. but what are the tools and resources to make it better? And this whole series has been about that, which has been great.
Well, I know we've got more that we want to cover today. We've been covering a lot of information. I'm sure we're going to get the YouTube channel several views over and over just so that people can gather that. Mm-hmm. But I want to go back to the beginning, G, and let's just talk about this. I know we started the beginning of the month of why. Mm. Well, yes, we have been doing values-based investing for a long time, biblical responsible investing. But what we've really decided is we want to dial it in. We want to be known. Draw that line in the sand and say, hey, if you're looking for the leading, premier, faith-based impact investing firm, hey, look no further. This is Crystal Clear Finances. This is our line in the sand. We want to put our money where our mouth is. Mm. And so I want to take just a few moments and let's talk about, for those maybe who didn't see the first one, and just to recap, what is impact investment? And go through that, because there's been a lot of misconceptions. And the reason why I felt it was so important, Jade, that we go over this is I feel that many times people have that sense of helplessness. Mm. Like, there's nothing I can do. I have to wait to be told what can be done next. The big companies are allowed to push us around. And I would just like to say, like I started 4 weeks ago, I want to say it again. I'm going to say it next month and every month. We have an option. We can put our money where our mouth is. We can be like David and Goliath. We can pick up. It just took one stone, G. Just one stone. Mm. And it took the giant down. We can begin to put our money in a alignment with companies we believe in, take money away from companies we don't believe in, and get this job done.
Yeah.
So what does impact investing look like? Let's dive in as far as just a recap on biblical responsible investing and the whole scenario.
Yeah. So impact investing, we believe, is biblically responsible investing plus values-based investing mm-hmm. equals impact investing. And so what does that actually mean, right? Biblically responsible investing, making sure that your investments, the companies that you put your money in, align with the Word of God. So there is some avoidance that does happen, right? We're mm-hmm. avoiding companies that don't align with the Word of God. We're making sure that we're not funding industries that are anti-Bible, that are anti-Christian values.
Right.
But we also are going to add on top of that the values-based investing to look for social good, right? It doesn't have to be biblically necessarily, but things that are of social good, clean air, clean water, anti-human mm-hmm. trafficking, those types of things that are important for the common good of all of us, of all mm-hmm. society, right? And so we do that through three things. We avoid the things we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
We embrace the things we do want,
absolutely.
And then we engage in those activities to provide impact. And so we use companies like Inspire Investments. We use companies like Eventide, Guidestone, Timothy Plan. There's a whole bunch more that mm-hmm. we use to build a portfolio mm-hmm. so that individuals can come to Crystal Clear Finances and say, George, Crystal, I want to do this. Where is a place that I can put my money where my mouth is? You know, it's funny. We had talked about this, and I don't think everybody really knew that we were necessarily going to go this heavy, this fast into
right.
this. And people over the last couple of months have literally been coming into the office going, where can I go for my money to align with my values?
And we're like, you're here. You're here.
Exactly.
We can do that.
And so, and some people, and I would tell people, even friends, family, mm-hmm. did you know that you can invest in values-based investments? Did you know you can invest according to the Bible? And a lot of people said, no, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And then other people would say, yeah, I've heard about that, but it stinks. I don't want to do it. It's not too good. I'm not making a good enough rate of return. Or unfortunately, in our culture today, sometimes there's a bad stigma of the Christian companies aren't as good as the secular companies, right?
Yep.
And so why would I focus on an area where I can't make a return? Well, I hope over the last 4 weeks, people who have been listening have heard that that's not the case.
Right.
And we can show, come in, schedule a conversation, and I'll show you how we can have competitive rate of return in the market while aligning your values. Mm-hmm. So your investments align with your values, just the way you want to raise your kids and pay your bills and write your checkbook, mm-hmm. your investments can follow.
Absolutely. And it's about stewardship, I believe. Mm. It's like we're going to steward the resources to support the things that we believe in, support what we believe the Bible is showing us to invest in. And it's stewardship because we are still looking for a return, G. We're not just saying, hey, it's got a fish on it. Let's just go invest in it and we'll live happily ever after.
Yeah, no.
And many times you don't. Because what we want is quality companies and companies that are thinking bigger than just themselves. And we talked about that in our last few weeks of that we've gone through together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think really the first week we focused mostly on what is impact investing. So now that we know, let's kind of segue into the next area when we focused on, because I think there's such a misconception, just like there was when it comes to, gee, I don't want to do impact investing or values-based investing because there's no return and is it any really good? Hopefully, like you said, we've dismissed that. Well, a lot of times individuals don't realize the power that they hold. They think it's just the government.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that business drives culture change, right? We know that industry is responsible for some of the biggest changes we've ever seen in society, mm-hmm. right? No governments are making those changes. Industry makes the change, and then the government will slowly follow because they follow the money.
Yes.
And so at the end of the day, that's important. You know, I read a book that really changed my life. Pastor Robert Morris, pastor of Gateway Church,
mm-hmm.
he wrote the book, The Blessed Life, and mm-hmm. He wrote a second book to that called The Blessed Church. And as I mentioned before, I'm a church planter. I've been in leadership in churches many years. And so he has a quote in his book that says, don't focus on growth, focus on health, because healthy things grow.
Can you just say that again? That is so powerful.
Yeah, don't focus on the growth, focus on the health, because healthy things grow.
Yes.
You know, and as true as that is in the church world, for sure, we want our churches to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We want our businesses to be healthy. We want our checkbooks to be healthy. And
yes.
If I could bring this to personal finance, I mean, that's a true spiritual principle right there. If I have true health in my checkbook, in my investment portfolio, mm-hmm. against my debts, my assets, for my children, college, retirement. If I have health there, I will grow there.
Absolutely.
But too often we are focused on the growth aspect only and we sacrifice the health
mm-hmm.
and then we wonder why it's not growing.
Absolutely.
But just like a plant needs to be healthy to grow,
mm-hmm.
your money needs to be healthy to grow. And so we can, yes, can we manipulate returns? And can we go to places where I can sacrifice health to try to get better numbers? Yeah, you can. But at the end of the day, let me ask, are you healthy?
Right.
Is your money healthy? Right? And so that's important. I think we have to understand that because, again, business makes the impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if I can look and find healthy businesses,
mm-hmm.
I can find healthy impact. And that matters. And so it's not just about the political arena. It's not just about the government
Mm-mm.
arena. It's really where the industries that are leaders. I think of the medical industry. I think of the biotech industry. You know, these areas, technology in general, are areas where they're making change. And
oh, yeah.
whether it's good or bad, they're making change. We as a society have decided to focus and use technology. We all carry around a cell phone. We
yep.
all have digital everything. And so that was something that a business
mm-hmm.
made an impact and now has changed the way we live our lives.
Right.
So this happens in all different areas. So I, as an investor, should be able to put my money into that the next thing, right? The next Google, the next Apple, the next whatever. They're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so my job as a financial planner is to align my clients' goals and aspirations, also their values,
mm-hmm.
with their investment portfolio.
Right.
So that way it's not just about finding a good rate of return, which does matter, but it also aligns with the values and the principles that they have. So if they fund that business, that business can multiply that money, leverage that money for positive change. And we are doing that here at Crystal Clear Finances.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a few businesses just a moment ago, and there are people that are listening are saying, I don't want to fund those businesses. Mm-hmm. They see the impact of what those businesses may be getting a little too big for their britches and the impact that they're having on the United States.
Sure.
So we can look for quality businesses that have good returns, mm-hmm. that we can say, listen, yes, I like the return over there, but again, I'm going to go to a different organization that is healthy, get a good return. I don't have to put my money there.
Yeah, and if I can just kind of nerd on the numbers for a moment.
That's fine.
You know, I think to that point too, economically mm-hmm. speaking, and I am no, you know, grand economist by any stretch of the imagination, but economically speaking for a moment, mm-hmm. that makes sense, right? If you think about it, you know, as we have gone through a global pandemic and mm-hmm. we have stifled growth in our American economy and in turn the global economy, there will be opportunity for the underdog, the little guy, the mid-cap stock, the small-cap stock to do well. Now, I am not saying go invest all your money in small cap.
That was not a recommendation.
No, not at all. But what I am saying is you should be with advisors who are looking for good opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a large company that has done really well and maybe a little too big for their britches, or maybe now have to come out of a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
their earnings aren't going to be as good right now, right? The things that they're doing might stifle some of their stock growth, and there mm-hmm. could be opportunity elsewhere, right?
Right.
Eventide's Gilead Fund, which is not a recommendation, but a fund that is out there, does extremely well because it's a mid-cap fund, right? So just from a pure numbers perspective, it's not just about find the fish, like you said. We're not just looking for the Jesus companies and that's it. That's not it at all. We're looking for positive culture change. We're looking mm-hmm. for positive ability to make money. And sometimes that will come from the places that are not necessarily the large, well-established companies.
Right.
Now, again, diversified portfolio, you need some of those. Don't take them all away.
Right.
But let's make sure that as you look for opportunities for your values to mm-hmm. be aligned with your money, we are going to look for opportunities in the markets where the companies maybe aren't the biggest companies in the world because they have the potential to do well.
And that kind of, you know, just to segue a little, I know we're focusing on impact investing,
mm-hmm.
but when we talk about our comprehensive plans, when we're sitting down with our clients and we're literally picking how their portfolio should be put in place and staying attentive to this to say, wait a minute, this is the way that we were going, but based on what is happening in our economy and the environment, here's some other opportunities. Let's add this to your portfolio. As financial professionals, as certified financial planners, that's all in my idea, that's our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. I'm excited that we offer that for our clients.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things, and I know we need to take a break, but before going to the break, I want to talk a little bit about the screening process.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times people can say, well, how is this even done?
Yeah. Yeah, the screening process, like we mentioned before, right, in week two or three, we talked about how we have to process, or we have to screen, sorry, for risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to do a risk assessment to make sure that the investments you're in are not too conservative or too aggressive for what
right.
you're looking for. Same thing with values, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can evaluate what is most important to you and least important to you
yes.
from a values perspective. And that helps because now what I can do is align a portfolio that aligns with what you are looking for. And we've done that at Crystal Clear Finances. Awesome. We've built portfolios
mm-hmm.
that are designed around values that are important to us. What are the things that are most important to least important? We screen for those. We use companies like Inspire. We use companies like Eventide who do even farther vetting and farther
mm-hmm.
screening when they're putting together their mutual funds so I can have peace of mind as an advisor to know this is a tried and true investment that I can bring to my client to say, hey, listen, this value matters to you. Okay, well, here's a fund that focuses
Perfect.
On that value, so let's add it to the portfolio.
Excellent. Well, let's take a quick 60-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances.
When people can't meet life's challenges, they need others. GoFundMe is an example of crowdsourcing compassion designed to meet a specific need. But what if we could go farther? What if we could address community needs, community concerns, create community impact? We can and we do. At Crystal Clear Finances, we are investing in companies seeking to protect our environment, search for cancer cures, and create products that bring value. Investing does not have to trade rate of return. It's not just for the good of one. Investing, when done properly, can benefit all. Learn more at crystalclearfinances.com. Gain confidence for every financial decision.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm joined with my co-host, George Amador III. And gee, we have been talking about impact investing. I know right before the break, we talked about how individuals are coming into our office. They're saying, here's my portfolio, do a screen, show me where I stand. Mm. And many of them, unfortunately, are shocked when they see that their money is supporting things that they totally don't believe in and actually oppose. So it's a good feeling when we're able to say, okay, this is what you have. Here's the solution.
Yeah.
And I want to talk in a moment about some of the solutions that we're bringing to the table. Mm-hmm. Eventide, Inspire, Guidestone, all different ones. There's a lot of different solutions we can. But, you know, as individuals are listening, a lot of times they say, hey, well, that sounds great for someone who has millions and millions of dollars, but how does that apply for me? Because I'm not quite at that point where I can come in and lay down my investments on the financial planning table.
Yeah.
Where do I start? I've got $25. You know, I think back to the fact when I go grocery shopping, I know this probably sounds very nerdy, but even to the place where I shop, I'm looking, I'll go to one store, which is a little bit more expensive than the box store that I used to go to. But because I can see what that box store is doing with the way that they treat their employees, what they're doing with their profits, I won't even shop in that store anymore. I'll go to a different one. So if our listeners are in a place where they're saying, I don't have a big investment portfolio, I love this impact investing you're talking about, look at where you're shopping. Very first step that you can do. You know, one of the things we used to do, is whenever I would go grocery shopping at home for the non-perishables, I would go online to a certain store and just click, and then 24 hours later, it was in my driveway. Well, now I say, you know what? I need that product. Why don't I go find where that product store is, and I order directly from the store instead of using that big middleman, because they're using their profits to do things maybe I don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So, gee, whether it's where you shop, how you shop, it's the little things every day. Whether it's looking up what this company stands for, I'm going to buy its product or not, we can all make a difference.
Absolutely. And even beyond, you know, picking an investment or those types of things, I think also what I mentioned at the beginning, right? Focus on the health, not the growth.
Yeah.
The bigger impact for you personally comes from a place of when you're financially healthy. And so you may not be able right now to pick a stock. You may not be able to pick a portfolio, right? But you can get yourself financially healthy.
I love that. That's good counsel.
You can absolutely come to the table, talk to myself, talk to Crystal, you know, come into a financial planning relationship where we can provide recommendations for the next best steps. I think of, not to do too much plugging, but I think of Refined Financial, right? We offer that here in the office, because it's a place for individuals who might not be able to afford a financial advisor for $50 a month can come and get a coach, a financial coach to get financially healthy. So even if you're in a position where you might not be able to do all the investing right now, but you want to make an impact, make an impact in yourself by becoming financially healthy first, and that will allow you to free up the cash flow to be able to start putting that money where you want to go. Because ultimately, there are companies that you can purchase, and you can find places where for, you know, small dollars, we can get invested. But I think first and foremost, usually it comes from a place of, am I in the healthy place for my money to grow? And then from there, we'll be able to then look for the investments.
Gee, I love that. That is such good counsel. So let's, one of the things I do want to talk about is I want to talk about Eventide, how it got started, because I think that's such an awesome story, and that's one of the tools that we use. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about who the founders were and what really, I know we kind of scratched the surface on it earlier in one of our series, but let's go ahead. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Eventide is an amazing organization that was founded a few years back now that is done through, actually founded by a Harvard doctor, believe mm-hmm. it or not, which he actually said that there's more impact to be had in the world of investments than me in my medical mm-hmm. profession, which speaks volumes to what we talked about before. We can collectively bring our money together to do good. And so we have, you know, a Harvard doctor, we have Harvard CFAs that are all at Eventide that are putting together portfolios to help really the world rejoice. That's part mm-hmm. of what they say, mm-hmm. but also focus on the human flourishing aspect and be able to be in a place where now I can come alongside investors and provide solutions that are competitive in the market, mm-hmm. but also focus on that extra impact. And that's important. You know, I think of, for a doctor to say, I need to go to this world, I need to go to the investment world to make more change, to me really speaks volumes.
Yes.
And says, okay, you know, those in the industry, we're in the industry every day, we understand the impact we can make, right? But that impact doesn't happen without our clients. And that's important to understand. The impact that I make, truly, I can make an impact, George, as a certified financial planner, when I give good counsel, when I give good advice.
Mm-hmm.
But the most impact I can make is when clients come to me and say, George, I believe in you, I trust in you, and here's my money, now go do what I want to do.
Right.
And I can collectively, as an organization, right, bring together millions and millions of dollars across the board, whether you have $1,000, I invest portfolios at $10,000 up to millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Because collectively, we in this office can make a difference, and I do that through my clients, right?
Yes.
My clients allow me to further that difference making, and I am not by any stretch of the imagination holding anyone captive. It is more, what are you looking to do? Great example. Just recently, I met with a couple mm-hmm. who were missionaries for a lot of years.
Yes.
And they came in, and I kind of reluctantly started talking about investments. That is not where they wanted to go with the conversation
yep.
at the beginning, which is totally fine. And we ended up talking the whole time, and we literally, for an hour, didn't talk about investment management.
Awesome.
I didn't bring up funds. We didn't talk about investments. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
These individuals needed counseling. They needed
yeah.
guidance on retirement, on tax, on other areas.
Exactly.
And we spent the entire time doing that. And you know what he said? He said, it's so refreshing to come to you guys and not want all of my money invested mm-hmm. before you talk to me. And that's so key at Crystal Clear Finances.
Yeah.
Yes, do we want to manage money? Absolutely. And we can
mm-hmm.
do that and provide
and
that all day long. And we're really good at it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's a place where I can provide positive culture change through every single client who walks through the door and be able to serve them,
yes.
right? I started putting on the end of all of my emails, an initial contact coming in I've never met before. If I'm not in a relationship or working with them yet, I started to write, I look forward to serving you. Why? Because
yes.
that is important to me. I am coming in to serve your best interests
mm-hmm.
and I personally believe, I know you believe, mm-hmm. impact investing is one of those ways to serve their best interest.
Absolutely. And I just want to go back, because I know as you were talking, you said a phrase, and I just want to clarify in case our listeners took it a little bit wrong. When you come in and there's millions of dollars go in, and he says, then you're free to do what you want, meaning you are free to take the client's resources to invest it the way the client wants. And I knew what you meant.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure. Just in case we had a listener who was like, huh?
No, yeah, yeah.
We want to. So, you know, this has been a good series, you know,
mm-hmm.
and what I like, G, is not just, oh, we talked the month of April about impact investing. What shall we talk about next month?
Yeah.
No, what we're talking about is this is our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we help our clients do every day. We've got some more tools that we can add to our arsenal now, and now we're able to dial it in and really draw that line in the sand. And move forward with that. You know, one of the things that you had brought up, and I just want to finish, maybe we'll focus on this, is it sounds so cool to say we help in human flourishing. what does that really mean? Mm. And so maybe we can take some time, because I don't just want to have a cliche statement. I want people really understand this is everything from when a business, let's kind of go over with the businesses, how do they make humans do human flourishing?
Yeah, absolutely, right? It's all about the stakeholders of the business. So customers, employees, society, environment, suppliers, all of the different pieces that make that business run. If those aren't flourishing, that's not human flourishing, right? When the customers are happy to use the products, when the employees are happy to work there, when suppliers are in a healthy relationship, when the environment sees positive change, when society can see an impact, right? That's human flourishing. It's focusing on the stakeholders, not just the shareholders, right? And that's important to understand. The shareholders help the company through them investing and giving them money, but the stakeholders run the day-to-day operations of the business, and that's important. And so as we look for companies who are focused on that area, we're looking for human flourishing, and direct evidence of that is great place to work. Do you want to partner with the leadership team? Do you want to work at that company?
Exactly.
Do you want to buy their products, right? Are their products doing good? And so those are all different things that are important to understand, because human flourishing is something that we all need. Forget biblical for a moment, right? The common good,
it's an
society.
Extension of biblical. Yeah.
It is, absolutely. But societal good is when humans flourish. And I believe, bringing biblical into it, that God wants us to be blessed, and God desires for us to be blessed, and that's direct evidence of blessing. It doesn't just have to come in the form of monetization and riches, right? We can live a blessed life when we're flourishing, when we have impact, when our families are healthy, when our businesses are healthy, our churches are healthy. That's human flourishing. It's not just about the money aspect, it's about the life aspect, and that to me is really important.
I agree. And as we close, I want to encourage our listeners. I want to speak directly to them and help them understand that no matter where you are in life, we can make a difference. We have the power and the options to be able to do something and to make positive culture change. And you know, if you're interested in this, as we've been talking about it, there are steps that you can take. Whether the steps are, hey, give us a call, set up a time, let us go through your current portfolio, send it in advance, and we'll be able to do a value screening on it to see what are these companies supporting. Then we can sit down with you one-on-one, whether we're doing the comprehensive plan, whether we're doing the saving and investment program, whether we're doing the retirement transition plan, we'll be able to provide options so that you can have your money investing in alignment with what you believe and what you value.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just thought of this, so I have to say it before we close. You know, I read a book in college that really changed my life. It was called The Three Success Secrets of Shamgar.
That's great.
And it was by Dr. Jay Strack and Pat Williams. And the book is really small. Go buy it, read it. It's really quick read. But there's three success secrets in life, to success as a Christian, to success as a business. And the three success secrets in the book are: start where you are, use what you have, do what you can, right? Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Where are you right now? Evaluate where you're at. Am I a single mom just trying to make it happen, or do I own a mega million business? Like, where am I at? Evaluate where you're at. What do I have? What do I have in my possession that I can use today to make a difference? And do what you can. Start there and just do it. Might be investing $100 a month. It might be giving to your church. It might be shopping to a different store. Whatever it may be, right? Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. I firmly believe that those are secrets of success for your life. And we use those in our business, we use those in investments, and it's something that I believe we can have real impact investing when we put our money where our mouth is.
Yeah, thank you, George. Well, we come to the end of this program together and the end of our season, or our four episodes.
Series,
that's the word I was looking for. I want to encourage those of you who are watching, viewing us online, to attend our upcoming webinar. It is May 4th. 4th at 5:30.
Yep.
And you can sign up online. There should be a link in our show notes, or you can give the office a call at 518-433-7181 or visit us online at crystalclearfinances.com. So join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.